What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Internet Anonymous. Happy Sunday. Are you happy to be here? Because I'm happy to be here. Hey, before we get started, I just want to let you guys know that the podcast is most likely going to be moving to Fridays rather than Sundays, only because my work schedule is new. let me back up. I got a job, guys. What? Holy cow. I got a job. What is that? I don't know. So my work schedule is a little bit different, but I do have Fridays off, so I do plan on trying to get the podcast moved to Fridays. However, it still could be Sundays. I'm just not sure. I just finished my first week, so I'm a little tired, but that's because it's the first week. So I'm going to still try to do it on Sundays, but if it happens to work out to where it gets moved, it will be moved to Fridays. Other than that, this week's topic, I want to talk about something that has always been a topic in my life, and that is health and weight. So if you don't know, currently right now at this moment, I am a plus size woman. I'm not ashamed of it. I am very proud of who I am and what I do. But it does lead to some issues at times. I've always been a bigger girl. Always. When I was 7 years old, I was 90 pounds. I don't know if you know this, but the average 7-year-old is like 40 pounds. So, it was definitely a struggle all growing up. I always heard like, oh, you know, you need to lose weight, here's how you need to do it, but for whatever reason, I can never execute it properly. Fast forward to being in my early 20s, I have been formally diagnosed with an eating disorder. And that is something that, you know, I never really thought of at all, really. I was like, oh, eating disorders are, you know, anorexia nervosa and bulimia nervosa. And no, turns out there's the opposite side of the spectrum as well, where you have binge eating disorder. And that is what I have. You know, it's a chemical imbalance in my brain, just like any other eating disorder. It is something that I struggle with daily, and I always have, and I probably always will. I have tried method after method, to not be a binge eater, but unfortunately, all of those methods that I've tried have fallen through. And it's a difficult struggle for me because I want to be, you know, like I want to learn how to binge healthy foods so I can at least be healthier in it. You know, it's been a topic in the air for a while, but I guess I'll address it now. I don't think I've ever really formally talked about this on the podcast or anywhere. So I had planned to get weight loss surgery this coming January, as in January 2021. And I recently dropped out of that program for a couple reasons. One, I don't think that is a solution for me. Regardless if I get surgery or not, I still have the eating disorder. You know, and it's something that, you know, I always have thought, like, you know, my grandma, my nanny, that's what I call her nanny, and my dad have both had weight loss surgery, and it has helped them tremendously, but I am 24 years old. I don't want to have to go through weight loss surgery yet. I want to be able to do this on my own. And so, I don't know if this is helping me or not, but I stopped taking my ADD medication for two reasons. One, I felt like it was blocking my creativity. And my creativity is something that I thrive myself on. I have always been a creative being. And sometimes I have trouble focusing, but, you know, a lot of the reason my doctor had put me on the medication in the first place is because it was an appetite suppressant. And I'm like, it's not working. It's not doing anything for me. And so when I ran out of medication at the end of September, I was like, well, I can't afford to get it right now, so I guess I'll just stop taking it. And then when I could get it again, I just didn't want to take it. It's not something that I wanted to do. Because I feel like I'm more of myself and I'm more of who I am as a person, as Megan Emily, when I'm not on my medication rather than when I'm on it. I feel like when I'm on it, I'm very PC, very strict and straight as a line, and that's just not who I am. I am weird and crazy and creative and all over the place, and I love that about me. And you know, other people may not love that about me, but I'm not here on this earth to please other people. You know, nobody's on this earth to please other people, and if you are, you need to reevaluate your priorities in life. With that being said, you know, there's a lot of times that, ooh, my recording just flew away. That's fine. There's a lot of times growing up, I would hear, like, oh, wouldn't you be happier if you lost weight? Or wouldn't you feel better if you lost weight? And yeah, probably. Nobody wants to be big. Nobody strives to be big. Like, it is what it is. You know, I know that I have in me these ambitions to succeed, and I know I'm gonna do whatever it takes for me to lose weight without surgery, without medication. You know, I just wanna be able to do it on my own, you know? And I'm still young, and so I do have that motivation and that determination and that mindset. And, you know, it was really painful to my mental health as a preteen and young teenager hearing, oh, you're not skinny. You're not skinny like the other girls. And it was really weird, like when we were in middle school and guys started to flirt with my friends because they were nice and skinny and they didn't flirt with me. And that was, you know, that was hurtful. Not hurtful, but like, it did something to my self-esteem, let's put it that way. But yeah, you know, I have been a voluptuous woman my entire life. And, you know, and because of that, I've always learned about healthy eating habits. I've learned about different fads and diets and such. And I've tried a lot of them. And nothing just seems to stick. That's because they're fads and diets, and I didn't change my whole lifestyle. I changed my temporary mindset. And I think going into these next 3 months, you know, the rest of October, November, December, and going into January, I think one of my big goals here right now is to be able to change my entire mindset, not just my temporary mindset, but my entire mindset on if I'm gonna binge, it better be something healthy. I don't want to binge chips. I'm gonna binge, you know, carrots and ranch. Well, not ranch. Honey mustard, maybe. If you just went, ew, honey mustard and carrots, you haven't tried it yet. I promise, it's delish. But you know, I want to make that my goal. Like, I know I have this eating disorder. I know I can combat it. How am I gonna combat it? Well, we're gonna replace the chips with vegetables, and we're gonna replace the cookies and sweets with fruits. And at dinner time, I'm gonna eat my protein, and I'm gonna eat my vegetables, and I'm gonna eat a lot and a lot of my vegetables. So that way, I'm making sure I'm staying full. How am I gonna combat my boredness? Well, guys, I got a job. I plan on getting a second job, having two to make sure that my schedule is full. I also plan on making sure I'm working out more. If you know, my job that I just got is at Planet Fitness. And so I literally cannot say the excuse of, like, oh, I don't feel like driving across town to go to the gym after work. I am already there. So I don't have that excuse anymore. So, you know, as long as I'm bringing my workout stuff with me, it's like, it'll be fine. I'll be good. I'll have that opportunity to do that, you know? You know, it's just the goals going forward is it's I'm just curious if anybody has these same goals, or has anybody grown up hearing that they need to lose weight? Because I don't think there's ever been a time in my life where I didn't hear that I was bigger. Like, that's just, it's always been what I've heard. You know, I mean, like, I know there's a lot of people out there who have very high metabolisms and they burn calories so quickly and they don't even need to bother. Like, they can just eat whatever they want and, you know, all is fine and dandy. I don't have that luxury. I have like a normal metabolism. It's not super, super high, but it's also not super, super low either. You know, I wouldn't categorize myself as being like obese, but I'm definitely curvaceous, I'll tell you that. And if you guys have seen my vlogs, then you know, like, you can kind of gauge where I'm at with that. But yeah, it's, I just want to know, like, did you guys grow up with that stuff? Like, is that something that is a part of you? Because I feel like had I not grown up with that stuff, I wouldn't be as educated on different health and fitness stuff. Because believe it or not, I actually do know quite a bit about health and fitness. It was something that I did pay attention to in PE class and in health class and stuff like that. It's, you know, it's because, wow, let me say it's one more time. It. Okay. So yeah, I mean, it's just something that's a prominent factor in my life right now. And I felt the need to talk about this because I've been watching a lot of, or listening to a lot of podcasts recently about different eating disorders and, you know, people emotionally eat. You know, I emotionally eat when I eat when I'm bored, I eat when I'm stressed, I eat when I'm happy. I use food as a reward, and then in the long run, it ends up being a punishment. And you know, it's not my favorite thing that I do. I wish I didn't. I wish I didn't have to go through this struggle, but you know, it makes me part, it's part of who I am at this point. But guys, I'm gonna combat it. I think, you know, I'm going into my 25th year here. I'll be 25 in 2021, and I think I want to start that out like it's my first year. I'm gonna get back down to my birth weight. Gonna go to 8 pounds 11 ounces. Yeah, I was a big baby. I've known people who had bigger babies, but I was a chunky monkey. I was the biggest one out of all three of my parents' children. Both my brothers were 7 pounds. I got to be 8 pounds, almost 9 pounds. So, excuse me, I am tired. I'm not used to my work schedule yet. I get the early morning stuff, so. But yeah, let me know. Like, tweet me or Instagram me or whatever you do to. I don't know. Can you comment on this stuff? I don't know if you can. I don't. I just dropped it. I don't think you can comment on this stuff, but definitely tweet me. Send me like a direct message on Instagram. Let me know like your stories about, you know, growing up. Were you a bigger kid? Were you skinnier and then got bigger? You know, how did your family address issues with your weight if you had any? Were you underweight? Were you on the opposite spectrum as I am? And how did you like, how did you cope with that? Like, did people tell you to gain weight? Like, what was that like? Because people in my life, they've always told me to lose weight. I've never heard you need to gain weight. And even still, like, there have been times where I fluctuated a little bit and I would lose weight. And people would be like, oh, you might be losing too much weight. And I'd be like, well, pick one. Pick a side. I can't be both. I can't be everything. And that's why I say now that I don't live to please others. Because I am me, it's my life. I'm gonna live it the way I need to live it. And if you have an opinion on it, you can take that opinion, you could throw it in the dirt, because I don't need it. But yeah, I mean, and it's not just like random people we're talking here. I'm talking like the people that are closest to you saying these things, you know, like aunts and uncles and grandparents and friends and siblings and such. And you know, I don't know about you guys, but my siblings and I roast each other all the time. And one of my brother's favorite things to roast me about is my eating habits. And I'm not entirely thrilled about that, but you know, It is what it is, but whatever. Sorry, I didn't realize my water bottle was gonna be so obnoxious. Anyway, but yeah, it's just something that I've been dealing with my whole life, and I think I'm gonna start like going to therapy and talking it out, and rather than just kind of bottling it all up, because it's really what it comes down to. I'm really good at not expressing my emotions, not expressing my frustrations. I definitely have a good tendency of just being like, I'm fine. Like, I don't need to talk about things, I'm fine. And that's where I mess up a lot. Anyway, moving on, sort of, because that's the only topic that I really thought about, but I don't want to make this a 16-minute podcast. I love you guys too much to make it just 16 minutes. So we're gonna talk real quick about my messy, messy, messy life. Which I'm sure if you are anything like me, you can totally relate. Guys, I am currently sitting in my office and it is a disgusting mess. Like, I want to clean it so bad, but I also just want to take a nap. But it's also like a beautiful day. And apparently I'm yawning. And I also like want to go outside. Also, somebody gave me a tip today about succulents that I honestly wish I would have known at the beginning of the summer, because maybe my succulents would have stayed alive. So she said you put ice cubes in their little pots instead of watering them. And then that way they're just getting the right amount of water that they need. And you're not overwatering them, you're not underwatering them. And it's perfect and they stay alive. And then she's like, you just gotta rotate them every couple days. And I was like, dude, where were you back in June when I started my succulent journey and I could have used that advice? Because I don't know if you guys know this, when I was in my apartment, like, I literally killed like 15 succulents. Like, I don't know how, but I did. And like, I literally would water them like once a week. Not even sometimes. Once every twice. Once every twice? No. Once every 2 weeks-ish. Something around there, like 1.5 weeks or something. And like, I had them in a great spot, which I thought was a great spot, and apparently was not. And they all died very quickly. But also, I got them all at the place that I used to work, so maybe it's just like symbolism. I don't know. It could be anything, quite honestly. The only plant that I have alive still from my apartment days is my beautiful bamboo plant, which, by the way, we have a list of names picked out for him. I don't remember what his original name was. It was either, I want to say it was James, but I don't think it was James. Anyway. My friends were over like a week or two ago, and we put a bunch of names on the whiteboard. I have Bambecue, Bam Bam, Leroy, Bam Bruce, Fucking Bamboo, Steve, Leafy, Fifa, Jinxbo, Wop, Jimbo, and Bo. I don't know if I'm going to use any of those names, but if you have a name suggestion for my beautiful bamboo plant, I will post a picture on my Twitter and my Instagram of the plant. You can comment below on that and you can tell me what you think his name should be. And I don't know if it's a he or a she or a non-binary friend, but to me it feels right to call him a he. He is in a hot pink pot that I did not pot. I bought him that way. And I love him to death. And he's a very beautiful plant and I will cherish him always. I plan on keeping him alive as long as possible, and one day I hope he gets to be as big as a bamboo tree that you could ever be, and I want to put him directly in the middle of my house one day. You're gonna walk into my house and there's gonna be a giant bamboo tree there, and I'm gonna be like, who's that? And be like, it's Bambulio or whatever we ooh, I'm putting that on the list. Hold on. Let me guess. Bambulio. Bam. Boo-yo. I don't know if I spelt that right, but I guess. Oh, maybe that should be a U. So be like Julio? Yeah. Julio. All right, there we go. Yes, I did just write that down. But yeah, I think Bambulio. You know what? I might like Bambulio, but I'm gonna put a poll. We're gonna get a poll on Twitter. We're gonna get a poll on Instagram. You're gonna tell me if you're not following me, dude. What are you doing? Follow me because you're gonna want to see this. Anyway, so I forgot where I was going with that. I think I started that with my room is a mess. So I technically have two rooms right now. One is my office, one is my bedroom. My bedroom literally is just my bed and my dresser because I'm lazy and I don't want to decorate both rooms. Okay, I just yawned, burped, and like did something else all at the same time. And if you heard that, I'm sorry, but also rate it. Was that good? Don't rate it. That's weird. But yeah, so I'm here and things are a mess. And my life is slowly coming back together. I don't know what's going to happen in the next couple months, but I'm sure it's going to be something spectacular. And by spectacular, I just mean that I feel like I am finally getting to a place where I am happy again. If you guys remember for a little bit, if you watched the vlogs, you know, when I worked at Hobby Lobby, I was not happy. I was not happy at all. There was no getting around it. Like, I was just sad. And then moving back home made me even sadder. And, you know, I'm already on antidepressants, you know. And so the fact that the depression was getting worse on the antidepressants meant that I had to fix outside factors because now it was environmental rather than chemical. And mind you, I am not a psychological professional. I only took psychology for 3 years. Like, I am not qualified at all. Like, and I didn't even hit my associate's degree. I was gonna finish, and then I got to a point in the spring of 2020. I was just got about halfway through, right before all the coronavirus stuff started, and I was just, you know, I was sitting there, and I was like, you know, this is not what I want to do. I was like, I'm not happy doing this. I don't have a pool to do this anymore. It doesn't spark my interest anymore. It doesn't get me excited. I'm dreading coming here every day. And so I stopped school. And that's what I did. But yeah. I know what else I wanted to add in. So I did mention how I wanted to go to therapy and start talking about my emotions instead of bottling them up and seeing if that would help with my, you know, with my emotional eating and my binge eating and stuff like that. However, I need to yawn again, apparently. However, the problem that I have with therapy here in our small town, and I believe I've talked about this before, is that it is such a small town. People are so close-minded. It's hard to find a therapist that is, you know, open-minded and very much like myself to where it feels good to talk to them, that I click with them well. A lot of times, a lot of therapy places that I've been to, a lot of therapists have just told me like, oh, well, you just need to lose weight. And I'm like, no shit, I know that. But I'm here because I need to talk about the underlying reason why I keep binge eating. And they're like, well, if you lose weight, you'll feel better. Well, no, because getting help starts at the roots and at the core rather than at the surface. And like I said, I'm not a professional psychologist. I don't know a lot. But what I do know is correlation is not causation. And just because I am overweight doesn't mean that I want to be overweight. I don't want to be overweight. Nobody wants to be overweight. But I do want to work towards making my mind healthier so I can make my body healthier, and I don't want to have to do any surgery or anything to be on that page, you know? Anyway, so we're at about 25 minutes right now. We're gonna go ahead and start wrapping it up here because I don't really know what else to say on the subject. I just really got your guys' feedbacks. I want your stories. I want you to tell me what is up. In case you click on this and the description doesn't tell you, my Twitter is MEGGERZZZ9001. It's Meggers 9001. I made it when I was like 12. Don't at me, but at me because I want to know your stories. My Instagram is Megan_freakin with no G _Emily. And in those two, you will find links, or not links, but the ads for the Internet Anonymous channels or pages as well. So Internet Anonymous Productions across Twitter and Instagram. And you'll find the YouTube's links there as well. But I will do my best to get those linked in the description of this cast. I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for watching. I love you and I appreciate you. Please, please, please let me know what y'all think. Tell me your stories. I know everybody can relate to some kind of health or weight story, whether you're underweight or overweight or just right in the middle. Like, what was your perception growing up? Because my perception was I had some really bad self-esteem and I always felt like I was inadequate because I was overweight. And, you know, as an adult, I don't feel that way anymore, but what is something that that you remember standing out about your weight when you were younger? Let me know. Shoot me a message on Twitter or Instagram, wherever you would like, and I will see you guys possibly Friday, hopefully Sunday. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Bye!